The Masthead, published by the Seamus Church Institute for May 2023. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. In this issue, Mark Nesselhut to deliver keynote at IMX 2023 40 Under 40 Awards. E-learning crosses 10,000 user milestone. Rules of the Road online modules now available for purchase. CMA wraps up Bolivar Fleet Study for Turn Services. Phil Schifflin participates in National Merchant Mariner Medical Advisory Committee meeting. Honoring Ed Call at the International Seafarer Center. Learn more about our corporate sponsors. Corporate support, sustaining, supporting, contributing, and in-kind sponsorships. Becoming a corporate sponsor is an excellent way to accomplish your corporate social responsibility, CSR goals, while providing vital support to mariners and seafarers, both far and near. Whether sponsoring one of our special events or project directly supporting mariners, we will work with you to find the right opportunity to meet your needs. Annual sponsorships allow companies to give at a set level that helps ensure that SCI's mission is fully supported year in and year out. The Seamus Church Institute's sustaining sponsors provide unrestricted financial support of $100,000 or more per year. Supporting sponsors contribute a minimum of $50,000 per year, and contributing in-kind sponsors provide SCI with goods or professional services in excess of $25,000 annually. Together, these resources strengthen our chaplain's ministry, mariner advocacy, and maritime education programs. SCI expresses gratitude to our sponsors, elite companies that enable us to strengthen our mission to ocean and river mariners. To learn more about becoming a corporate sponsor, email SCI's Director of Development at sci@seamanschurch.org. Sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, Moran, and McAllister, Tote, and Trinity Church, Wall Street. And in-kind sponsors, Seward & Kissel, LLP. Upcoming SCI events. Join us in supporting mariners and seafarers. Register today for either the 45th Annual Silver Barrel Awards, New York, New York, or the 2023 SCI Mountain Challenge, Mount Snow, Vermont, or both of them. Inland Marine Expo, IMX 2023. Mark Nesselhut to deliver keynote at IMX 2023 40 Under 40 Awards. SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, will deliver this year's keynote address at the 2023 Inland Marine Expo's 40 Under 40 Awards Ceremony. The 40 Under 40 Awards recognize those under the age of 40 who have made significant contributions to the inland marine transportation industry and collectively promise to play a big role in shaping its future. Mark notes, "It is a privilege to address the remarkable 40 Under 40 Award winners at IMX 2023, recognizing and celebrating the exceptional young leaders in the inland maritime industry is important for inspiring fresh insight and innovation. Championing sustainable practices and securing a dynamic and thriving future for this vital transportation sector that serves our nation. This preeminent industry gathering celebrates the important work being done along inland rivers, lakes, and intracoastal waterways of the United States, with a focus on best practices, cost effectiveness, safety, and environmental concerns. The conference runs from May 31st to June 2nd, 2023 in Nashville, Tennessee. Center for Maritime Education, e-learning crosses 10,000 user milestone. The Center for Maritime Education's e-learning platform has reached a new milestone, now currently serving over 10,000 users representing 38 maritime companies. CME's e-learning manager, Jonathan Burson, notes, "We attribute our growth to continuing to add value to our clients through excellent customer service, our ability to customize our platform to fit our customers' way of doing things, and our philosophy of empowering our customers to create content and use the platform to meet their needs." Rules of the Road online modules now available for purchase. In another e-learning first, Rules of the Road, CME's legal obligations training modules are now available to the public for online purchase. Launched in 2022, These modules offer educational content and testing assessment. While available for purchase, these courses remain a part of CME's simulator training curriculum. Contact Jonathan Burson for pricing and additional information. jburson@siemenschurch.org. You can sample the introduction to these modules, if you have a print version of this masthead, by clicking here. CME Feasibility Studies, Houston and Paducah. CME wraps up Boulevard Fleet Study for Term Services. SCI Center for Maritime Education wrapped the Boulevard Fleet Feasibility Study for Term Services last month. In this third round of testing for this project, CME focused on industry input from Lone Star Harbor Safety Committee members to further evaluate the challenging environmental and operational conditions. From CME Director Captain Stephen Polk, we looked at factors like tows, shoving into the bank in nearby areas, currents running at 2 knots, and tows encountering traffic in the vicinity of the new facility pictured in the print version. In all, we tested 16 runs to evaluate the impact on vessels transiting through the area. Polk notes that data from these runs and collected mariner input will be provided if requested by regulators during the permit process. 45th Silver Bell Awards Dinner, Thursday, June 8, 2023. Pier 60 at Chelsea Piers, New York, New York. 6 p.m. Registration and cocktails. 7:30 p.m. Dinner and awards. SiemensChurch.org/SilverBell45. On Thursday, June 8, 2023, the Siemens Church Institute will gather the maritime community for the 45th Annual Silver Bell Awards, where we will honor Robert P. Burke, CEO and Principal, Ridgebury Tankers, with the Silver Bell Award, and the Right Reverend Andrew M. L. Deutsch, 16th Bishop of New York, with the Lifetime Achievement Award. The Silver Bell Awards will also celebrate the 125th anniversary of Christmas at Sea. Register for this event. If you have access to a print version of this masthead, click on Register for Silver Bell, and then click on Registration Form. Center for Mariner Advocacy. Phil Shiflin, the Center for Mariner Advocacy Director, recently attended the National Merchant Mariner Medical Advisory Committee, NMED-MAC, meeting in Piney Point, Maryland. NMED-MAC has 6 work groups focusing on various issues that impact U.S. mariners. Phil has been participating in the efforts of 4 of the work groups. 1. Recommendations on mariner mental health. 2. Recommendations on appropriate diets and wellness for mariners while on board merchant vessels. 3. Review of medical regulations and policy to identify potential barriers to women in the U.S. maritime workforce. And 4. Sexual assault and sexual harassment, SASH, prevention and culture change in the Merchant Marine. At this NMED-MAC meeting, the work groups were meeting simultaneously, so Phil could not participate in all the work groups he was interested in supporting. He elected to focus on the SASH work group, which seemed to have the most issues on its agenda. Phil helped the group prepare recommendations for the U.S. Coast Guard to consider in its effort to help prevent SASH incidents and improve responses to them when they occur. Congratulations! Congratulations to SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shiflin, Esquire, who has been selected to receive Global Maritime Ministries Reverend John P. Vandercook Service Award as their 2023 Humanitarian of the Year. The award ceremony is scheduled for May 25, 2023 at GMM's annual Lighthouse Gala in New Orleans. A test of endurance inspired by mariners. 2023 Mountain Challenge. See you on the mountain. September 28th to October 1st, 2023. Register for SCI's Mountain Challenge 2023. Click here if you have a print copy of the masthead for May 2023. Thank you to Cargill for supporting the 2023 Mountain Challenge as our lead sponsor. To learn more about sponsoring opportunities for this event, or for more information, please email mountainchallenge@siemenschurch.org or call 212-401-4027. honoring Ed Call at the International Seafarers Center. SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, joined SCI Trustee Rich DeMoulin and Panagia Logistics Solutions Founder and Lead Independent Director, Klaus Bogild, in a dedication ceremony in memory of Ed Cole at SCI's International Seafarers Center in Port Newark. Ed Cole was the former chairman of Panagia and a former colleague to Mr. DeMoulin and Mr. Bogild, who have made generous donations to SCI in Cole's honor. Later, Mr. Bogild joined SCI chaplain James Colon on the ship visits in the port. See the print version of this magazine for photos of these gentlemen. Make a gift to support mariners and seafarers. Pastoral care, legal advocacy, professional training. A donation to the Seamen's Church Institute helps us support mariners and seafarers with the challenges they face and the demanding work they do. Thank you. From the SCI Archives. On this International Museum Day, we look back at SCI's museum, referred to variously as the Marine Museum of the Seamen's Church Institute and the Nautical Museum. It traced its roots to two sources. The formal source was a collection of artifacts recovered from the landfill beside Coenti Slip during the 1925 excavations for the annex to SCI's 13-story Seafarers Hotel at 25 South Street. These items included a Dutch cannon, cannonballs, bottles, etc. from the New Amsterdam era. The informal source was everything left behind in seafarers' unclaimed baggage and in their nautical crafts like rope work, paintings, and model ships. An SCI museum opened in July 1936, and the lookout referenced the museum through the 1940s. But a 1953 article announced the opening of a formal museum in a permanent location, pictured in the magazine. Today, we retain a small number of artifacts at some of our sites, and we still have that cannon, too. Thank you once again to our corporate sponsors. Our sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, and our supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, Moran, Tote, and Trinity Church, Wall Street, and of course, our in-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. Subscribe to the Masthead, the Seamen's Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, contact us at the Seamen's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. Email address, sci@seamenschurch.org. Thank you for listening to this, and we hope to see you next month. My name is Don Sheets. All rights reserved. The Masthead, Seamen's Church Institute, May 2023.